Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Andrea Nuremberg is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's one of our good friends, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of many books on networking and selling and loving up your customers, including Million Dollar Networking, including Nonstop Networking, including Savvy Networking. You're starting to get the picture here, right, folks? She is the president of the Nuremberg Group and our good friend. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to speak to you. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. It's good to have you here. And speaking of speaking, Andrea is one of the busiest speakers I know. I mean, when a lot of other speakers were starving to death in 2009, she was still out there rocking and rolling. People can't get enough of her.
Congratulations. You're very kind and very sweet. But you know what it is? It's also wonderful marketing, because I tell a lot of other speakers and consultants and anybody who's in a small business, if you go out and speak, and sometimes you're not charging money, it's another marketing tool.
Right.
What it is, you get practice, you are getting new contacts and connections, and that can lead to other business.
Well, there's one other thing, though. And see, I know a lot of speakers.
I know you do. You know everybody.
I know a lot of folks out there who
You're the kind of guy I want to be always on the good side of.
I know a lot of people do what you do, but you are one of those people that absolutely practices to the letter what you preach.
Thank you, folks.
When you hear Andrea talk about networking, this lady put the steroids into networking. When you hear Andrea talking about getting referrals, talking about taking care of customers, she lives this, and that's the reason why I'm so impressed with your work, Andrea, because you're the real deal. I mean, you're a genuine article when it comes to these things, and so that's the reason why we want you to tell us, what should we be doing right now to make sure that 2010 is a good year?
First of all, it's so interesting that you say that, because it's all going back to the basics. And the basics are, treat people with incredible respect, don't take things personally, go the extra mile, and number one, follow up and follow through.
Why do we have to tell people that, Andrea? Isn't that preposterous?
I mean, Jim, you know me, I'm a stickler. If I say I'm going to do something, if I say I'm going to send an article, send a note, just say, you know, I'd love to, what's the next step, whatever, I do it. Even if that means staying up until 2 in the morning or getting up at 2 in the morning or something. It's about doing it. And, you know, because people lose respect and they lose expectations if we don't do it.
It's preposterous to me that you'd have to tell somebody to follow up.
I agree, because you're excellent at it. You're very good at following. You are. And you've got a million people to be following. But I always know that anytime I'm on the show, I drop you a note, at least I get something back.
Yeah, exactly. And so let me ask you, do you think that follow-up has taken a hit in the last, say, 10 years or so, 20 years?
Absolutely.
Do you think follow-up, people following up has diminished? I mean, instead of getting better, it's gotten worse?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I always say that after all is said and done, much more is said than done.
Yeah.
People promise too much, so they do nothing. They get overwhelmed, which is why you have to be organized. Like I know on my desk, if I say I'm going to do these three things, I've got to follow up from yesterday, I've got to do them before I do today's things, because otherwise I'll have three more things on my plate tonight.
Right.
And it's just having a system. But it's simple. If people don't get so analytical and involved in it and think, oh my gosh, how do I follow up? What do I do? Just do it.
You do have to get organized. And organization is not something that leaps into my lap. I mean, I have to really work hard on it.
So do I, to
be organized. But you know, and there's a balance, because the people I know who are the most organized don't get as much work done as I do.
Exactly.
So there's got to be some kind of a balance, doesn't it?
There has to be a balance. You know what? I pride myself on people. I mean, I love people. When I say I pride my look at them and respect, who are totally, totally, totally organized. I'm very organized, but I'm not like some people. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
To the point where after you and I speak today, I actually have somebody coming in to work with me just on organizing some of my files is better. And I'm already, people come into my office and say, what do you mean? I said, I wanted a little bit more organized, just for my own self.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and so back to the customer.
Yes.
The customers, I was teasing a friend of mine the other day about we were talking about other people, you know, people just in general, and I said, why aren't other people, you know, isn't it a shame that other people aren't as smart as he and I are? You know, we were joking about it. He said, oh no, it's not a shame. He said, if they were, we wouldn't have an advantage.
Exactly.
And
that's
so
very good.
My point is if folks in this day and time, if you follow up with customers, if you give them service beyond compare,
exactly.
If you knock them over with customer care and with follow up and doing what you say, you've got an advantage, don't you?
You really do. I mean, because again, if going back to the basics, it's just doing the right thing. But if you say, and I practice every day. You know that about me.
Yeah.
And it's funny, but how many times, I bet you hear this too, Jim, where people say, thank you for returning my call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for getting back to me. Thank you for keeping me in the loop. Or I just got an assignment yesterday because I reached out to touch somebody just to say, you know, just wanted to say hello, hope you're well, read about something that I thought you'd be interested in.
Right.
Right? As you and I know.
Yep.
Now, somebody right now who should be, and I'd love to ask your opinion on this, what do you think about somebody who's keeping quiet right now and should maybe speak to the public about some of the things that he's been going through?
Well, that's a dicey situation because that seems to be an ever-evolving scenario.
Yes, I know.
I think the thing with customers is that you've got to stay in touch with them, you've got to stay close
Absolutely.
To them, and you've got to make sure that they, and our prospects too, you know, I mean, I don't know how many times, Andrea, I have gotten business from somebody purely because I didn't go away. I refused to leave them.
Well, you just said the thing, customer loyalty and prospect loyalty, and just turning up on their radar. You know me, I have three ways I always stay in touch with people. I believe in the power of three every single day.
Yep.
People that are email preferred, send them an email. People that are telephone preferred, send them a phone message.
Mm-hmm.
Three handwritten personal notes. And some people don't want to write notes, but I use the web-based system now too. So all I'm saying is just being in touch.
Yep.
Sending articles. Simple things that you can do in your everyday
and,
work.
And they don't cost much, if anything. Sometimes nothing.
They don't cost anything except maybe about 15 minutes of your
folks,
time.
Folks, we're talking about solutions for people with little or no budget, like most small business owners in these cases. Yeah. Stand by a quick break. Andrea Nuremberg is our guest. Her book is called Million Dollar Networking. 20 after. Stay with us.
It's such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got, or anywhere in between on any topic about small business. We've got something you can read or listen to. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter and you would like to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Andrea Nuremberg is with us. She's one of the top networking experts that I know of, and of all in the world. Her book is called Million Dollar Networking. Andrea, tell us how we can find you and all the things you do.
Very simply, nuremberggroup.com. Very simple. And I'm on Twitter,
Spell it.
I follow you, Jim.
I know.
I read your newsletter, and it's excellent. I always learn from it, and I forward it to everybody, which is another way I stay in touch with my customers, just to tell you.
Right.
Very often, I forward to them your newsletter that I get every Sunday, so other people then can subscribe.
You know, I used to, by the way, before we go, though, folks, I want to remind you, folks, it's Nieremberg, 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 Nieremberggroup.com. You know, I used to, when I had my consulting company in the 90s, I'd get a thought, or I'd hear something or whatever, and I was thinking about somebody. It might be 8:30 at night. I didn't have a lot of clients, but I had a few, and so I'd call one of them on my way home maybe or whatever, And I just, and in those days we didn't have email.
Right.
Or texting. And so I would call them. And even though it was late or whatever, I would just say, hey, I was just thinking about you and I thought about this. And they never minded because they liked the idea that somebody else was thinking about them.
Absolutely. People love that. It's the highest form of compliment when somebody is thinking about you. Or as Dale Carnegie would say, when you say their names and remember them. That's why it's so important.
What
What I do is I try to learn things. Like you just gave me a piece of information about your beautiful and lovely wife that she likes lobster. So I put that down in my book. No, I did. But that's something to remember. It's remembering things about people. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, Jim, this is everything you practice every single day of your life.
Well, and especially if you can remember things about their family.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you something else, guys. And I know I don't want this to sound sexist, Andrea, but this is a fact. If you do that kind of thing for your women customers, they really like that.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right, Andrea?
Yes.
I mean, you know I'm not being sexist. This is just the case. This is just the truth.
You think men don't?
The men do, but women really do.
Okay. No, but that's...
They appreciate it more, I think.
Okay.
I really do think that.
And what about men? What do you think they appreciate the most?
I think they appreciate it, too, but I just think that there's a little extra connection for ladies.
Okay, but I agree with you, because we nurture.
Yes, yes.
That's a good point.
And again, you know, I'm just... And of course, more and more of our customers are women.
Absolutely.
Because there are more women business owners than ever before.
Absolutely.
Andrea, we got about 3 minutes left. What are some other things that we need to do to get ready for 2010 from a referral standpoint? How do we help get more referrals?
Well, one thing is, again, going back to the basics of doing the utmost and more. I always say, what do you do to delight your customers, prospects, and contacts, even the people who aren't buying from you? Also, be very up-to-date on all the social marketing, social media. You know how to use the different tools that we have strategically and understand how to talk to all the generations.
Now
that's key.
Talk to us about that right there.
Well, you know what? We have four generations in the workplace today, and I was just up at Yale the other day on Wednesday to do a workshop for their Leadership Institute. It was wonderful to be with the future leaders, the millennials. That group is terrific. Just like when I was at the Miami Ad School when I saw you a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I was with all these young creatives. So the way these young people communicate is different than Generation X, baby boomer, and traditionalists. So we all need to learn how to work more cohesively and together and understand. I always ask people, what's the best way to communicate? You know, it's interesting. A lot of the very young people that I was working with, I asked them, how many of you speak on the phone or text? 90% of them text as opposed to speaking on the phone.
Exactly. That's exactly. So, see, this is the thing, Andrea. Yeah. You're not as old as I am, but you've been around a while, and you know that there was a time in the marketplace where you didn't ask somebody how they wanted to be connected with.
Today, it's the key,
You got five or six different ways. I mean, I actually have a customer who prefers to communicate over Twitter.
Oh, no, I understand
Not even
that.
Texting, Twittering.
Well, here's something I did yesterday, because I think you know this, I'm going to be speaking on a cruise.
Yeah.
But I know...
I'm jealous.
My client, I know, well... You could come too, you and Ivana. And what happened is that I know that we email all the time, but I said, well, you know what? I called him yesterday about something. I said, you know, Tim, I just realized something. You get back to me no matter what, but your preference, I bet, is phone, isn't it? And he laughed. He goes, how'd you guess? And I just knew it. But you know what? I should have asked. I should have asked instead of
And that's
first.
That's one of the new skills, one of the new practices, best practices.
You know what, Jim? Everything old is new again. And that's what I say. Go back to the basics. Go back and think about what the Yankees are going to be doing in a few weeks. And go back down to spring training. Practice the basics, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the main basic. Ask your customer what they want.
That's
never been out of style.
That's
never
right.
will go out of style.
What can I do for you, Jim? That's always your line. I'm asking you before we get off the phone. I wanted to beat you
today. You can give us your website again.
Our website is... NierenbergGroup.com, and you're right, it's NIERENBERG.
Group.com.
Happy
Andrea,
holidays.
You
cheers.
Too. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Bye.
See you later. Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen, she is our good friend. She'll be back too. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.